The time is 08:19 hours Eastern Standard Time. It's Friday morning, 31st of January, 2014. It's Friday. I'm calling the McMinn County Sheriff's Office at 423-745-5620 to set up an appointment next week with their internal affairs officer or officers.
Hello?
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good morning.
Morning.
My name is this the McMinn County Sheriff?
Yes, it is.
Very good. My name is Walter Fitzpatrick. I live in Athens. My life was threatened yesterday. I was named by a federal attorney, U.S. attorney, in the planning of a domestic terrorist event. My life has been threatened.
Okay.
Listen very carefully. I'm recording this telephone conversation, by the way. I am sick today. I found out about this United States Attorney's pronouncement last night. I'm calling this morning to set up an appointment with the Internal Affairs Officer or officers for the McMinn County Sheriff's Department. I'm about to give you my email address. I want this appointment, if it's made, to be sent to me by email. Again, my name is Walter Fitzpatrick. Yeah.
If you will listen just a minute, I work inside the jail. I don't have anything to do with setting up appointments or anything like that.
Okay, good enough.
So,
what number
let
do
me
what,
try,
what?
Let me try.
Okay. Okay.
Let me transfer you to the front office, and you talk to them. Okay.
Thank you. I've just been directed to you by, I guess, one of the jailers. Is this the front office?
Yes, it is.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Walter Fitzpatrick. I'm calling from Athens, Tennessee. I'm about to give you my telephone number and email address. I'm recording this telephone conversation as well. My telephone number is 423-381-5311. Repeating, 423-381-5311. It's here in Athens. My email address is, and I'll go through this a couple times, jaghunter1@gmail.com. J-A-G, as in the television show JAG, Juliet Alpha Golf, J-A-G, then Hunter, H-U-N-T-E-R, the number one at Gmail, gmail.com. So JAG Hunter, the number one at Gmail, gmail.com. I'm calling to set up an appointment to meet with the Internal Affairs Officer or officers from the McMinn County Sheriff's Department sometime next week. My life was threatened yesterday. It took place about this time yesterday by a United States attorney who has named me publicly as being part of a plan to take over a courthouse in Madisonville, Tennessee, 4 years ago. My name came up in a court hearing yesterday. The United States Attorney named me Commander Walter Francis Fitzpatrick III, United States Navy, retired, as a criminal participant in a conspiracy that was aimed at taking over the McMinn County, taking over the Madisonville, the General Sessions Courthouse, and main courthouse, these two courthouses over by force of arms back on the 20th of April of 2010. My name was named yesterday by a U.S. attorney. This is the first time this has come out. My life is at risk. I've tried to report this to the McMinn County Sheriff's Department over and over and over again. I've tried to report this to the McMinn County Grand Jury. I have been blocked from doing that. So now it's internal affairs. I've named Sheriff Joe Guy in a criminal complaint. I've named other officers from your department in a criminal complaint. My life was, and again, it's because the sheriff has failed to act that this threat continues to exist against me. Now, when this appointment's made, it needs to be made in writing by email. When this phone call is finished, I'm going to turn off my phone because I'm receiving threatening phone calls. Sheriff Joe Guy has my business card. So does Sheriff Detective Sergeant Gary Miller. I've left my business card with your chief deputy as well. I've left my information, my contact information with you. I'm also letting you know that when this appointment is made, I will come in with my recorder turned on. I will record what I have to say to the internal affairs officer or officers who I may meet with next week. If you, the sheriff's department, refuse to allow me to record my report to you, then don't bother making the appointment. If you're not going to allow me to, Gary Miller, when I interviewed with him last March, refused to allow me to record. Well, I'm going to record this next meeting as I'm recording this telephone conversation, as I've said. If the sheriff's department refuses to make the appointment or refuses to accept my recording this, then don't make the appointment. You know, just don't. I expect that appointment to be made by close of business today by email. It's 8:26 hours now Eastern Standard Time, 8:26 hours local. This is extremely serious. And I'm not going to... this is extremely serious. My life has been threatened. I'm under threat by the United States government, the U.S. Attorney's Office, the FBI. This is not my first report of this. I'm looking for a constitutional sheriff to, I don't know, keep his oath. That hasn't happened yet. I attempted to appear before the McMinn County Grand Jury last week. I was turned away. There are witnesses from the Sheriff's Department who watched that happen. Corporal King, Deputy Tim Davis, your chaplain, is that right? Tim Davis. I was seen in the morning by Sergeant Allman. Tony Allman was there in the morning. There are other witnesses to Jeff Cunningham's turning me away unilaterally from the grand jury that I tried to present myself to last week. Tony Allman and Davis and Corporal King escorted the grand jury members out of the courthouse yesterday so that they couldn't make contact with me. And it goes on and on. This has got to stop. So, at this point, do you have any questions for me?
No.
Do you understand what I'm asking?
Yes.
Could you repeat it back to me so that I'm clear that you understand what I'm asking?
Lady, I could repeat that back to you.
I'm sorry?
There is no way I could repeat all that back to you. You've talked for 10 minutes.
No, all I'm asking you to do is to repeat back my request, which is that I have an appointment arranged for me next week with the internal...
Can't do that. I do not set appointments for anyone.
I'm not asking you to set the appointment up. I'm asking you to repeat my request so that I understand that you understand what it is I'm asking to have happen. I don't care who does this. It's not your job. Okay, fine. But I want to make sure that you understand what I'm asking.
I understand what you're asking.
To have an appointment made with the internal affairs officer or officers sometime next... The only reason I'm not coming in today is because I'm ill. It would be wrong for me to present myself in the sheriff's department today. I'm ready to hop in my car and drive down there right now. But I'm not well enough to do that. And it would be wrong for me to infect anybody else in your office. And I'm doing this only out of courtesy. This threat occurred yesterday. It took place in a federal courtroom. My name was named again, but this time by a United States attorney. Do you have any questions for me?
Have you filed a report on the threat?
I'm filing a report right now. I have been filing reports against the government now for 4 years. I've got boxes full of documents here that are my reports on what's going on here. I interviewed with Gary Miller last March. You've got information already. I filed one report after the next, after the next, after the next. Yes.
Have you filed a written report?
Yes.
From yesterday?
No. I will do that when I present myself to the Internal Affairs officers next week.
There's nothing we can do unless you have a written report on file with us.
What's your name?
I don't have to give you my name.
Okay, fine. You have mine, and I will tell you that you have a written report on file going to these events already. I have met that requirement. I have met that requirement. In fact, it's because I've met that requirement that I have named your sheriff, Joe Guy, officially in a written report, which was in my hands, in my possession Tuesday of last week, the 21st of January, 2014, and my criminal complaint, my written criminal complaint, was refused. I have a written report that I tried to file last week, Tuesday, the 21st of January. Jeff Cunningham turned me away. Okay? I have filed other written complaints with the Sheriff's Department. It's because you're refusing my complaints and ignoring them that I'm now to the point where I'm at. Do you have any questions for me?
You have not filed a written report.
Ma'am, I just got done explaining to you that I have. I don't know how else to make the point. If you don't understand the English language and can't understand what I just told you, I can't fix that. Do you have any questions for me? Yep, she hung up. Time is 08:31 hours Eastern Standard Time. It's Friday morning, the 31st of January, 2014.